This is NHR Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospital's Radio Weekly Highlights podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and QMC hospitals. We have two games for you on today's podcast from over the past two weekends. Shortly, we will go to the City Ground from this past Saturday, when Nottingham Forest took on top of the table, Arsenal, in the Premier League. But first, we head to North Wales, where the Reds travelled to the Stoc Cae Ras on Friday the 9th of January to take on Hollywood-backed Wrexham in the FA Cup. Your commentators for this game are Chris Orme, but first, Lewis Brown.
Stand as we kick off here in the FA Cup for Wrexham, should I say, versus Nottingham Forest, and the ball's played long and then headed clear by Jair Cunha. Inside to Rathbone, he finds Higham to Rathbone again, and then some lovely 1-2 passing gets Rathbone away, but he's closed down quickly. He plays it to Broadhead onto Doyle, who's now in a left back position. He whips the ball in looking for a cross. It's cleared, and then Forest lose the ball, and it's now on the edge of the area. He takes a shot and it's found the back of the net. It's Nathan Broadhead from the edge of the penalty area. The ball wasn't cleared properly by Forest. They dwelled on it too long, and the ball then found Nathan Broadhead on the edge of the centre circle, and he takes a hard low shot to Matzell's right. It finds the bottom corner, and after I think it's about 35 minutes, it's Wrexham 1, Nottingham Forest 0.
And it was McAtee dwelling on the ball. They got the ball back. There was under no pressure, and I think it was Dobson who just lost the ball. He was pressurising, and all of a sudden he passed the ball away to Broadhead, and what a finish that was. Drilled low into the bottom corner.
It was actually Cachace. I thought it was number 33, but it's 13. It's Liberato Cachace. It was the opposite side of the ground to us, but it was a fantastic finish from the New Zealander, and Wrexham are happy that they have taken the lead here. Jesus, but they lost the ball, but Hutchinson picks up the loose ball, finds Jesus again. He can't beat Doyle. Played back inside, it's in the Forest half. It's Rathbone trying to get away from his man. The loose ball's picked up by Broadhead, finds Sam Smith still going, takes a shot, and it's 2-0! It's 2! And I'm not entirely sure if that was Broadhead, Cachace. I can't quite tell. Rathbone maybe, I've no idea, but what I can tell you is Forest again just not doing their job defensively. And in the end, the ball finds a Wrexham man inside the penalty area, and he puts the ball across Matzell's and into the bottom left-hand corner. And after 39 minutes, it's now Wrexham 2, Forest 0.
It was a great finish by Ollie Rathbone, but the honest truth is the ball was bobbling around. Forest had so many opportunities to clear it, and they didn't. They didn't, and it all stemmed from Igor Jesus getting frustrated that he's getting no support up front. He lost the ball, didn't track back, and Wrexham just wanted it more. And what a finish that is for opposite corner to before. We've just seen the replay now. Forest had two or three opportunities to clear that, didn't. And what a finish from Ollie Rathbone. Other side from the first goal, great finish, nothing Matzell's could do. But again, Forest at the back, they had the opportunities and they actually went underneath the goalkeeper. We're just seeing the replay now. The shot comes in from Ollie Rathbone, and it wasn't really in the corner, it just goes under Matzell's and bobbles under, and it's 2-0 to Wrexham, which for me has come from absolutely nowhere.
Oh, and a poor free kick from Zinchenko, and the ball's now through to Matt Smith, who was onside because he took it in his own half, and he's onto Matzell's, and he can't beat Matzell's. He was one-on-one with the Forest goalkeeper, and he couldn't put the ball past him. Matzell's makes a great save, probably a save that keeps Forest slightly in this. Poor from the Wrexham striker. Forest just masters of their own downfall, and that was all Alexander Sinchenko's free kick was just awful, awful.
He passed
play.
It to the one Wrexham player who was right next to him and allowed them to put the counter attack. But for the striker, that's such a poor finish from Sam Smith. One-on-one with the keeper, and he hits it straight at him.
Yep, as Dan Andoy tries to beat his man, and with the ball being taken off him, that does give Paul Turney time to blow the half-time whistle here at the Stoc Cae Ras for the end of this first half in the FA Cup. It's currently Wrexham 2, Forest 0, goals from Liberato Cachace, and then Ollie Rathbone has put the home side 2 goals up here at half time. We are here at the Stoke High Ras, where you just said it is currently Nottingham Forest 0 and Wrexham 2. And Forest have made 3 changes, so Nicholas Dominguez, Nico Williams and Morgan Gibbs-White are on. Dylan Back was one of the ones that has gone. I'm just trying to look around. I can't see James McAtee, so I think McAtee's probably the change for Morgan Gibbs-White. It's Alexander Zinchenko who's made way for Nico Williams, so Williams will be going to that left back position that he's been playing in for the Reds. Dan and Doy is going to switch to the wing, so you'll have Amari Hutchinson on one wing, Dan and Doy on the other. Morgan Gibbs-White will be in that centre attacking midfielder position, with Nicholas Dominguez filling in for in that centre defensive midfield role that McAtee was in. As the game does kick off here in the second half, and Forest play a ball straight through, and then that was handball by I think it was Nicholas Dominguez in the penalty area. Gives Wrexham a free kick here as play continues at the Stoke Kai Ras in this FA Cup clash. And at the minute Wrexham are handling Forest quite well. I think the more worrying thing for me is I just can't see where Forest can go, even from here. A lot of this squad were just cut off as a ball's crossed in by Savona. It's headed by Jesus! Oh, and I think it's cleared off the line. No, it's a goal. Forest have got one back. Just as I was about to say that nothing was happening, it was a wickedly crossed ball by Nicolas Savona, I think it was, to Igor Jesus. Igor Jesus gets his head on it towards the back post. Okonkwo or one of the defenders did clear it after it had gone over the line, but the ref gives the decision. And here at the Stoke Kai Ras, it's now Wrexham 2, Nottingham Forest 1. But this is threatening, because this is a free kick. Just to give you an idea, everybody's lined up on the edge of the Forest penalty area. Higham's currently offside as the ball's whipped in towards Higham, who wins the header and heads it in. He's definitely offside. He's definitely offside, I said it. I'm not sure what the ref's... I'd like to see that back again, because he looked about a yard offside, if not more.
Nothing from the assistant referee, linesman. The referee's given the goal, and it's 3-1 to Wrexham, which has come out.
It'll be interesting to see if Forrest stepped back, and I missed that bit because I was looking at where the free kick was coming in from, but it definitely looked like Higham was offside when that ball was played. But there's no VAR, and as it stands now at the Wrexham ground here, it's Wrexham 3, Nottingham Forest 1. As Forest try and come down and get one automatically back, and they have done! It was a cross from Amari Hutchinson. He came down the right wing. He feeds the ball back into the penalty area, straight to the foot of Hudson-Odoi, who shoots first time, and it finds the bottom corner. And here at the Stoke Kai Ras, it's now Wrexham 3, Nottingham Forest 2. 88 minutes gone here in North Wales. It's Morato forward to Gibbs-White on halfway. He plays it out wide right to Savona. Savona chips one forward looking for Hudson-Odoi. He brings it under control, takes the shot, and it's in the back of the net. Callum Hudson-Odoi has got the equaliser for Forest. It was just a simple ball forward. Hudson-Odoi controls it on his chest and then right foot the ball across the goal. Sort of a shot come lob of Okonkwo, and into the goal. And after 89 minutes, it's Wrexham 3, Nottingham Forest 3.
What a ball that is in the ground. But the control from Hudson-Odoi to chest that down and half volley or volley over the keeper into that far corner. Nothing Okonkwo could do. And unfortunately, Lewis, looks like we're in here for the long run.
Back to Dobson. Dobson through, tries to cross the ball, when it's taken away from Sam Smith again. And that's going to give Paul Turney time to blow the full-time whistle. Or not quite the full-time whistle, because we are going to have more minutes here at the Stoke Kai Ras. As the 95 are up here. And we were going to have extra time. And then the potential of penalties. But here after 95 minutes, it has finished. Wrexham 3, Nottingham Forest 3. Out for a Wrexham goal kick.
And there's the final whistle.
And that is the final whistle there. Bang on 13. No added minutes here in the second half of extra time at the Stoke Kai Ras. And it is going to be penalties to decide who goes through to the fourth round of the FA Cup between Wrexham and Nottingham Forest, because after all the normal time and extra time has been played, it's still Wrexham 3, Nottingham Forest 3. And now Forest have to score, and it's Amari Hutchinson.
He's had a decent game, Amari Hutchinson, but we have said a few times he's overhit a few of his crosses. And
he doesn't look confident to me either. I was just watching the way he was walking as well, and he's walking with his head down the whole way till he got to about the edge of the penalty area. So not confident strides and not eyeing up the goalkeeper.
And obviously another left footer.
And it's a left footer as well, and it's Forrest's first left footer. And Amari Hutchinson takes about 4 or 5 steps back and then sets himself. The fifth penalty for Forrest. He scores. It continues. He misses. Forrest are out. Amari Hutchinson misses, and Wrexham are going through to the fourth round of the FA Cup. It was at a good height for Arthur Okonkwo. He blasted it to his right, but Okonkwo stays big and strong, makes the save. Nottingham Forest are out, Wrexham are through, and breathe. It has finished then at the Stoke Kairos in this third round FA Cup tie. It finished after all time was played 3-3. It went to penalties, and Wrexham win penalties in the end by 4-3.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Now we are back on the banks of the Trent, where Nottingham Forest welcomed the Gunners. In the Premier League, your commentary for this game is Alex Wood and Lewis Brown.
Yes, there it is. There's kick-off. Forest kicking off. And the ball's played back to Matt Sells, who then kicks it long here in this Premier League 5:30 clash between Nottingham Forest and Arsenal, as the ball's hoofed forward again and Saliba wins it the head and heads it out for a Forest throw. Gibbs White, though, is coming forward now. He plays a lovely ball down the right to Hudson-Odoi. Cross first time. Looking for Jesus. It's just over his head. Nico Williams picks up the second ball. Crosses it back. Looking for Dominguez. Takes a deflection and loops up and just wide of the goal. And that's the closest anybody's come yet. It was a shot by Dominguez about 11 or 12 yards outside of the goal. But it took a deflection, goes wide. Forest have a corner, and after 11 minutes, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Arsenal 0.
We need to talk about that Hudson-Odoi cross again from the first one. Gibbs White just picks him out, finds that little bit of space, and he puts in a real zinger.
Ben White whips the ball in, looking for Rice. It hits Aynot and nearly goes in the back of the net. Oh, that was so close there. It was a lovely ball from Ben White. It fizzed across the box, pretty much across the 6-yard line, and it hits Aynot, who doesn't see the ball, hits him on the chest, and you can see from his reaction they weren't sure if it was going in or not. Luckily it's bounced just past the post, but that was close for Arsenal taking the lead here after 27 minutes. It is though still 0-0 and a corner to Arsenal.
It was almost perfect defending from Nottingham Forest. Almost perfect, because they had just enough pressure on Gyökeres that he couldn't get towards the ball. But anyway, here comes the corner. It's going to be another in-swinger, isn't it?
Yep, Declan Rice towards the back post. It's headed back in, but it's straight at Sangare. Then hit Madueke. He takes the shot. It's gone to the back post. And Martinelli puts the ball right across goal. He was looking to put it back to where the way it had come and find that bottom corner. But it's gone past the post and out for a Forest goal kick. That's the closest anybody's come to a goal so far. After 28 minutes, though, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Arsenal 0. Area to Hudson-Odoi, and he plays it back to Aynot. And with that lay back from Hudson-Odoi to Aynot, it gives Michael Oliver chance to blow the half-time whistle here at the City Ground in a game that's been fairly even, really. Arsenal having lots of possession, but Forest by no means being battered by the club top of the Premier League. In fact, Forest did have a chance relatively early on with Dominguez when he took a shot that was deflected and it just flew past the post. Arsenal, though, have gone close as well when a cross hit Ola Aina and nearly fell into the back of the net before Martinelli put in a ball back across goal, and it looked like it was harder to miss than it was to score, but he did miss, Martinelli. And here at the City Ground, after the first half of football in the Premier League, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Arsenal 0. Michael Oliver blowing the whistle to get the second half underway here at the City Ground in this Premier League clash between Nottingham Forest and Arsenal. It's 0-0 at the moment, and the ball's played forward and Sangare wins it and then kicks it long to David Raya. As Ben White can't bring it under control, and Nico Williams gets the ball, and he's now closed down by Saka, who does win it, and Saka's now down the line. He's crossed the ball in, looking for Declan Rice. He hits it first time. It's a great save by Matt Sells. Declan Rice actually hit the ball into the turf, so it was one of them ones where it hits the turf and skids up into the air, and Matt Sells is at full stretch to palm the ball round the post and make the save for the Reds. And after 58 minutes, it's still Arsenal 0, Forest 0. Coming forward is Gabriel Jesus for Arsenal. He's got Aina for company. He finds Declan Rice. Declan Rice now chips the ball in towards the back post. Saka does win his head, and it's a great save. Saka actually did superbly with it. I thought it was too much for him, but he leapt high, and he directed the ball back towards the far side of Matt Sells' goal. And Matt Sells is stretching, and I thought, oh, no, that doesn't look like it's going in. But on replay, it was definitely going into the back of the net, and Sells gets his fingertips to it. It's over Murillo as well and puts it out for a corner, and that was a great chance for Arsenal. 65 minutes gone, still 0-0.
Declan Rice is good at everything.
To Ben White, he's then found Saka. Saka up against Williams, takes him on, cuts back, crosses the ball into the box. It's towards Arsenal man. It's headed, and then it bubbles past everybody, and I think it's going to be a corner. I'm not sure who touched it. Sells is upset. He wanted a foul, I think, but it was a good header back across the goal, and I think it was from Mikel Moreno. He headed it back. Jesus then tried to get in, and it's actually Sells who saves it and pushes it round the post. Although it probably wasn't going in, he struggled because there were so many bodies in front of him, and it is going to be an Arsenal corner. That was fantastic by Raya there. Anderson puts the free kick in, and Raya just comes right to the edge of the box and claims it where all the players were together, as Murillo loses out to Jesus, and then he lifts one forward to Eze. Eze trying to turn his man. Murillo can't get enough on it, and then the ball's eventually put out, and it's going to be a Arsenal corner. And I think eventually it came off of Aina.
Yeah.
But it was close, and it was good work from Gabriel Jesus to get away from Murillo, and then it was good work by Elliot Anderson and a combination of him and Murillo just to do enough to stop the Eze having a chance there. But what it has ended up in is a Arsenal corner. It's just referees just blown the whistle and asked to wait. I don't know, they're looking at handball. I think they're looking at handball for Ola Aina.
I don't think that's a handball.
Nah.
We're looking at the video replay.
It might even be out already.
And it drops, and it looks like Aina's right hand is kind of taking it towards his chest, but I don't think that it does.
And it's shirt sleeves. Yeah. They say shirt sleeves aren't offside, aren't a handball, so they can't give this.
Yeah.
It's not a penalty.
As it drops, it pauses there as it drops, and it looks like he brings it sweeping down, but there is no penalty given.
No.
And
that, well done, VAR.
We think that that's the right decision.
We do think that that's the right decision. Forest fans all up here at the City Ground clapping at the moment. They know that Forest have put in a good performance today without scoring. They've taken on the league leaders, and they've got a point potentially at 0-0. And as Bukayo Saka tries to play the ball down the line, that gives Michael Oliver a chance to blow the full-time whistle here at the City Ground. A game that's seen no goals, but it's seen a battling performance from Forest, who by no means have come here and let the league leaders run all over them. Forest created chances. The closest one coming in the first half, when a shot by Dominguez was deflected and flew past Raya's post. Other than that, Arsenal have had a lot of possession without creating anything really dangerous. They've had a few balls that have been whipped in, one that was headed by Moreno in the second half that he couldn't get on target, and that flew past the post. But the important thing here at the City Ground is it's a valuable point for Forest that they needed following West Ham getting a win today. It puts them 5 points clear of the Hammers in that relegation battle. But at the City Ground, on this Saturday evening, it has finished. Nottingham Forest 0, Arsenal 0.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.